This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. This week, we're looking ahead at what you need to watch next year. Today, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us to look at what 2013 holds for the job market. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Mark.
Now, let's start with organized labor, which has had a challenging year. Most recently, the law in Michigan limiting union power just signed into law this month. What can we expect for unions next year?
Well, you know, keep in mind, the anti-union forces aren't entirely sweeping the table. Michigan is a watershed for the labor movement. It's a high union membership state. It's got strong union roots. Maurice Emsalem is at the National Employment Law Project.
The effort in Michigan will provide more incentive for working people in the union movement to challenge any additional attacks in other states. It's going to be a constant challenge. This issue is not going to go away.
Also expect other related issues to crop up in states. School teacher tenure is under attack, and it's pretty controversial. States are trying to cut public employee pensions to save money, trying to block automatic deduction of union dues from paychecks.
Now, let's look nationally. The unemployment rate is now 7.7%. That is better than 10% as it was in late 2009, but that is still well above where we want it to be. What are we looking for in 2013 for the job market overall?
Unemployment may come down a little bit, maybe the mid 7% range, and that's because as people start to see that there's slow, steady job creation every month, they start to think about coming back into the job market. So what you might see is a continuing improving job market, and yet the unemployment rate pretty much still stuck well above 7% at the end of 2013.
Now let's go to something at the intersection of the housing market and the job market. With home prices on the rise, people are actually moving again. So explain what's going on and what that all means for employment.
You know, it seems like on the face of it, it's a housing story because during the recession, so many people were stuck in homes that they couldn't sell. They were underwater. You know, now a lot of people have been foreclosed and some people are starting to be able to sell again. What that means is that people can start moving for jobs. And it's not like there aren't jobs in places. You know, if you're willing to go to North Dakota, if you're willing to go to Oklahoma, there's a lot of jobs in everything from, you know, energy and drilling and fracking to retail. They're offering high wages. Maybe people will now be able to start to move more, and we may see a little bit more of that churn that the American economy and the American labor market in general are really known for globally.
Okay, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks.
You're welcome.